Shir Tesvav Nusachim, continued by the Shishivat Chavav Cheshmei Tov Shimem Vav, November 10th, 1985, on Sunday, continued.
So when the Mishnah says we can wait, Homo Kishima eating Homet, the purpose of that traditional clause in the Mishnah is to advise us that the Hure Abayim do not require the game. Chulish became himself, for ye not obtaining, and going ye some guy, but in Mukhim is a midday, the Mechanist Amish in Chorich with day, if you had hung the wall very high up, it's not accessible to them, and all very low, near the floor, so again, a person is not likely to bend down, and the Mishtamish in the prayer, so nearly very required the king, it's mocking Shemachnitzim de Chomet. The Gaga Yetzia Papishu Nomo, Hoye Mishupe, and the Zorich with the Avon Shota Mishalohem, Hoye Mishupoin. So in other words, the roof is flat, so people use it. They for leisure, some melee to the din of the mocking shaman is in the common. You are seeing with Kalami Mishte Ashleit, she listens to the king of the Fonsei Rei, it's a big every gargoy. You have this book of a stable, so why is that the mocking shaman is in the common? The Hemes do it, Chomet. The answer is if there was Chomet, so then they certainly they love Shemoyisham Chomet Zabemes of Mu Durum Kintias Dangin in Madrei, a place where you store straw. They had the Madadish of Chomitson, the Chemist Yahweh Shemen. Now the Brahis also says Rav Shimon Hillene. Nidach elekel bishikha bayit umaf sekes tichob kichen. Ach lekel smamine seidim okei mirchitza lechalel tashmishe abayit v'yuchel mirse mokat. So in other words, if you place the bed in the middle, umaf sekes yeib shepsek v'yishuleo v'ikarka, King Shraddok Vein Limato. In other words, it's elevated. The mattress, the ground of the bed is not on the floor. So, Mapsekes, so the Alokhi is Rikhobdike, the Rimino, Chodimore Sikashe, Chore Shimon Machadei Rei, Zebolimatloch Shemadarbe, Shemadar, Shemadarbe, Shemadarbe. So in respect to Chaya, there is a stira between the first vice and the second vice. The first vice says, Angel Decay. The second vice says, the building and Mokhish and Magaz, the Jonah Gaz. Then Rav Shimon Gamliel and Mitachar is Chabayis, the Yitzin Davon and Sturim Tachteo, Mapsekes, Eino Tzri Chabdike. Eino Tzri Chabdike, Kashe, Mita, Mita, that's Kashe's Yase. Tishis mentioned the other disorders. But this is Rashi's Gersa. So according to Rashi, you know, he's asking, Kashe Mito Amito, because the first prize says, that under all circumstances, says, Mitachlevis Chabais Mapsekes is Srichov Dike. So, and Rashi Gamli, and in the second prize it says, Mitachlevis Chabais, Beitzim Babanim Zdurim Tachteo Umapsekes is Eino Tzichavdike. And even though the second prize says Beitzim Babanim Zdurim Tachteo, but that shouldn't make any difference whether Beitzim Babanim Zdurim Tachteo or not. So in effect the second prize says that mitachlin is habayis umapsekes, it ain't a tzrichob ke. Whereas the first vayisim says, tzrichob ke, so there is still in respect to chayim, and there is still in respect to mitoam, harachleke zirhabayis, so he was kashachin achayim, kashmita mito, kashachin achayim, now it's in Rashi. החלק הזמן במצלמות מודים על כאן מותי דוחים מצלמות כאן ומאפשק זישת משלו לקרק ולא ממטו המוקסמה דוחים את ישרו בערבי ומאפשק זישת משלו לעיצים כאשר חם האחרים כתום לאורך החלים צריכים דיק תסק פרייזה שצריכים דיק סוד גמור אסס חם האחרים לא יקשו ולא יביטת דוי the first vice of it says that אין צריכים דיק as reference to a hole that is in the wall very high up, so it's not accessible to human transmission, or to very low, so a person doesn't bend down in the mishtamish, and the second price, they say, that is reference to mitzeh, where it's in the middle of the wall, where it's accessible to human hands. The whole family will speak from the Lord, that way, she never does me, she's never had it. Problem solution is from the Ishtamesh. Now, Mitamito is loikashe. Mitamito is loikashe. Why? Hodimidriye, hodimitatoye. Mitriye, shepeyo harbe. The Ishabit is elevated a lot. So the Shabbat Tachtiyar is Neichot Ashmisho. So the first verse that says that Mitchalek Mishapai is Ulchom Tike has reference to a bed that is elevated. So it's not hard, you know, to bend down and put some chomets under the bed. So some many Tzimokin Shemachnis in the chomets. And the second verse that says Ein not zrichot dike as reference to the bed in Itatoye that is not very much elevated. So mainly not in the stomach, it's not easy. He has to lie down on the floor and put something under the bed. So mainly the person is not likely to do that. So mainly it's ein not zrichot dike. Datoya von Bishisa Sabi, wenn ich von Tashmi schon war. War Tanje, so, Beitres Jain und Zorbdike, it says in der Preise, Beitres Jain und Zorbdike, war Tanje, Beitres Jain und Zorbdike, es ist ein Mensch Zorbdike, auch ein Maskin und ein Mistafe, der hat der Preis, der says, Beitres Jain und Zorbdike, as reference to a case, where he stores wine, let's say, there in the cellar. And then, whenever he has his sude, and he has to serve yayin to the guest, so he's likely, the waiter is likely to come down to the cellar and get some wine, and sometimes in the midst of eating. So while he has a piece of bread in his hand, he goes down to get some wine, and Agaburche, he forgets it and he leaves it there. So it's Imokin Shemachnis in the Chomes. So that's why he told Dike. So the question is, if the Braise of his signs of Dike has reference to the case of Mistake, so why do they say Shemen in Tzod Dike? Yoha Shemen Ame. Shemen is Kevalach, Yain Kevalusi. Shemen people don't really use so much. So there's a limit. So if they prepare enough Shemen, before the Suda begins. But Yayin, they don't know exactly how much to prepare. Many times, some of the guests want another drink. So Mumele, the waiter, is likely to go down into the cellar and get some wine while he has a piece of bread in his hand, and then he will forget it. So it's a Mokish Machiz Lachat. Also it's a sheikha b'bobel, it's a sign that it's oil in the stape. In Bobel, they like the drink of beer, some mele. So it's a sheikha also is a mocking, shemachnis in the chomes, and so it became, Jest takiej kasie, jesteś naprawdę jajem końca, tylko pomyśle szamusi niech nas i objajcie się kolaś ochbiody, jej śpiewała chwilę. I deja utkamy się nim czołtika, i kart mi odą. U my dzieje kiedy sobie, co mi tu kreze, ten co mamy na szuchu nowy, a bo ja im kierowali się pomysł, ja sobie z dumy chubę mi czelesny, dej na szamusz, bo kim dobra, dej wejta, dej na um. O co jest się chabu powiela, co by kiedy mi stati, kiedy zajmę to swoją, tych gminy kierowali się josej. O ma rafki zdej, Wenn Dogi mein Zorir dike, Kleins wo ihr Kind wo ist der Fisch, so der Rufi feiert dike, war keine Zwischen dich alle Kasse, hab ihr Radrube, hab ihr Rufie, die Zute, die Kriech, die Sehnsor dike, die Kosischlen Keba, but small fishes, so sometimes the person wants a few more small fishes, some male it's a dike, Aby rabowań co dika, że są kierowani, co mamy robić w sude, jutro ją kierowajmy, gdy co mamy do lechowy. Oma rabę barabunę, by niluchel wyczyre co dike, the place where keep you store salt, or you store wax, is so it's all of dike. Why? Because sometimes in the middle of the suda the waiter has to bring salt to the table and wax in order to light the candles. Of course today the situation is different in respect to wax. No one needs wax, you know, in the middle of the suda, but salt. So it's the same situation. אם נוכל יישר מלך ובקיר שבא צור פיקר ושם שם תעשו דל ומלך ומי די תגיד מיד האחרות אם זה חבי לסום הפסקת פיר שרשא במתחתו אומי about the bottom under the bed whether it's a fire thick enough because in פירושי we have a remain האחרקס אלו המפסקס Disoloy, why you say chalekes? Chalekes means it divides into two halves. And say that implies that it is placed in the middle of the room. It divided into two rooms. If the whole question is in respect to the bottom, so why that stay in the middle of the room to make any difference? And my second is what elevation now. חלקת בשיחה בייס ומפסקת סיימש בנחל באמצע בייס וחלקת סיימש נגעס מכיסרי קיסל והיא אוכלה במצד האחר גבי עמיתו לצעידו איזיה and then you put a bed from wall to wall you see in the middle of the room so then and there is no door over there so in order to go to the other half of the room you have to go over the bed, under the bed, over the bed. Meaning there is no other way of entering into the other half of the room. Chalekit Rabbi Hashem is nachat ben Tzabayach, like it is the case of Yochlat and Mitzadach Eir. Elu al Gabi Amito, either over the bed, or Yeshua Akriya Vatachteo, or under the bed, Yikoma Adin Tzorot Dikel Mitzadach Nimi. So, the Braise says, The second prize is said, Mitach Lemitz Chabayis, Leitzim Abon Mitzri Tachteo, Umav Sekes Yitzra Bike. So what does it mean, Yitzra Bike? It means the other half of the room. Of course, this half of the room is so big. But the other half of the room is not very likely to be Mishami. Sometimes you go over towards the bed, under the bed, but it's not going to do it every half hour, you know, to go under the bed or above the bed. So the other half of the room is not used so much. So it's a mokim shimachis and bichomet. So it's in tzorich. So it's in tzorich. That's the pshat in the second prize. The koma, the tzorich, the chimash, the chaum, the recepte, the koma, the shum, the mura, the mea, mito, the chitzetes, the rekem, the chompali, the chitzim, the bonim, the chitzim, the chitzim, the chitzim, ונבין צעתים, ונבין צעתים, But the other half of the room, across the bed, is in the baby. So in other words, not like Rashi. Rashi says that the question is in regard to the body beneath the bed. No, it's not in connection with the body beneath the bed, but in connection with the other half of the room, across the bed. ומתי הישר למשמע דקראי זה דקטונה בועצים בעבונים גורס אין צורת די נעפיר ואתי דגיר סנאו טקס so like the same way רפשים גם בלי לימיה מתח לבית חבאי זכון דותל ומצקס אין הצריך הבדיקה אין הצריך הבדיקה so he says and Yerushalmi is much of this the right years go as in Tzurdi the hodl in Shame hoche she yish eitzim v'avonim so then if it says ein etzrihadik the way it's now it takes and the first price is definitely says tzrihadik so then the Gemara could give another parents why would the Gemara have to say how do you do it? How do you do it? The Gemara could say, the reason is why the second price says, in it says, because it says, in Babon is doing Tachteo, so he's not going under the bed, because there are eight in Babon, it will be pretty difficult for him, you know, to go very often under the bed, when there are logs of wood and stones beneath the bed. So that's why it's in the beginning. Why do you not have to say how do you clear how do you get to it? But we shall not have to say it, but we shall not have to say it, but we shall not have to say it. We shall be there for sure after the Abba Tachasam. Because the Gemara assumed that even though the price mentions it, but it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. Whether they are 18 or they're not 18, even if they are 18, it doesn't mean that he's so packed up with 18 that it's very difficult to go to. There are a few 18. I mean, so what difference does it make whether there are a few lots of wood under the bed or there aren't even a few lots of wood under the bed? So that's why the Gemara says, Umishane, Hodimidliye, which elevated, is also so ridiculous, like little baby. It is elevated very much, in other words, it doesn't even have to be found. It's some high bed, you know. He just can walk under and without bending down. So I said, in a middle year, on the contrary, in sort the Lichel Alis Al Gabbard Labbard, another shot, that in the case where it's very high elevated, so then, and it's not so elevated that he shouldn't have to bend down. So in order to go down beneath, he has to bend down. Even if it's very elevated, after all, we're not dealing here with midgets, you know what I mean, who are so short that without bending down, we can just go across without bending down. But if it is very elevated, then if it's not very elevated, so it's not likely to go beneath the bed to the other half of the room, but it'll go across the bed. But it's very elevated, so then it's not convenient even, you know, to go to the other side across the bed. It's some job you need to get on top of the bed. So mainly it's on it, so big. In a million so in so in the hours a cabala. The age for the gals in so the kamais uba slice it so. So there are other gears, another person, just in the verse. In the first price it says in so. And in the slice it says so. Uba slice it so. The gear says you just the reverse of our gears. So in other words, even though it takes in Bavonim, so I would say it's not going to be damaged because that's Nyaki. So still each other. Each other. And certainly, needless to mention, evaluating not only that each other. And in the first place, it says each other, so there is an obvious spirit. The rachgor is with our value each other. So what the kashe? Upoich mod with a maize, you eliminate him during. So the first, both prizes say each other. But the first prize says that without eating under the bed is each other. And the second prize says, when is it each other? If there's something yaki, but if there are no eating, then it is soil. So the Gemara says, how do we do some mele? So he can come from Shatani. So it's easy to go under beneath the bed. So Mimele, the only reason is why it's in Tzorach because it's in Dutachel. But if not it's in Dutachel, then he would have to be because it's easy, it's near Mishtani. Machine in the other price, it says, in Tzorach, even without it, is where it's not elevated, so it's not easy to go under, it's even down. So it's not near Mishtani. Alright, so there are three Gesorim. I don't think that there is any machleket between Kesoids. Because according to one girl says so, in a certain situation, you know, because of the mitzies, so it's imokin shemachlis lechon. That he's not mechuyev to push his hand into all the holes of the wall and into the cracks because of his sakon. My sakon. He named the sakon a sakon. And Bisman Chazal also, I understand that in certain countries like India, so even today there is a sakon a sakon. Alright, but anyway. So it's Man Chazal, of course, near the soil in Babel, so in Hoshim Mon Mitzrayim, and in a hole, so that was the place where a snake was likely to be found, so maybe it was in Sakon. Inemen in Sakon Sakho, ki mishtame sheikh mishtame. Here the Braise says that the only business why is not to have to push his hand in searching because of Sakon. Otherwise, he wouldn't know. So that means it's a mokish machis in the chomet. But if it's a sort of chomet to put the hand, how will the person in his right mind be established in those holes? Well, it's richer than up, in other words. So before it collapsed, so then there was no sakon. So then it was safe. So the male, so Chometz could be there. Now it collapsed, so there's a possibility. The Anechoshi, so because it's a corner, you shouldn't search there. You know how long it will be kept. But now Chometz you know for a few years, how they will keep it there. Also, Shinakelet Yochel Chometz. If it collects in such a way that the caliph cannot even reach it, so then it's mevuyah. That means it's buried. So it's so ich mag das auch nicht, ich würde bin noch hier zu sein. Drasch, die Nova Dinge in der heimlichen Liebe, das gab aber in allen Malen sein, aber nur lassen sich alle die Nähe, und die Klotte Schöja, die ist auch Kajon, und ich kann mich behoben, die Achschot Nova, die gehe ich schon, sag konne es auch kommen, sie darf von mir Motze, die Aschbrüche zu wieder, die Schöne nach Kelle, die auch in der Hatte sagt. Hoch im Vorschlag, Kapschim Gamlio, die Fehler Dates, die Tange kam noch bis zur Kelle, schlöchert worden. In other words, if it is more than 3 to 4 inches deep, so then it's in a Kelle, die auch in der Hatte. If it's within 3 to 4 inches, so the Kelle can still get it. Now, the noise is like, Hashem, the Omar. No, ma, the blessed are shulchan mitzvah and mizutin. Some may lay even. So in the case of Kelev Yochel Chatzisach, or even though there is Sakone of HaKovim, so he still should be mechuyet to search by Sakone, shulchan mitzvah and mizutin. Now, what's the halacha of shulchan mitzvah and mizutin? The shulchan mitzvah and mizutin means that the person is allowed or is even required to expose himself to a real sakone just because it's a mitzvah. Just because it's a mitzvah. No, it's not here or that. The dead is the deal. The dead is the deal. Whereas a person should be equipped to jump down from the roof, from the Empire State Building, in order to do a mitzvah. So, because Shulchan Mitzvah is not that. It's inconceivable. So, what's the halacha of Shulchan Mitzvah Mizrakim? The halacha of Shulchan Mitzvah in Mizrakim. Now, I want to mention a certain din in order to explain the halacha of Shulchan Mitzvah in Mizrakim. That I'm based on doubt. This has to do with smoking today. That I'm based on doubt. The second line. The tiny collation of going shono, shohoyu is soiled and we go, loinoshpol and wax things. There was no northern wind. My time and so in other words, and that's good. Wachtvein is necha, it's a good wind. That's very beneficial. When chamovel it's nenes, the northern wind is neither hot nor very cold. The chamozevachas, it's a pleasant wind. So, in the aboim shomor, in the midbar, so the Wachtzvenis did not blow. That was a detriment, a misfortune. So, my time, the boy is in the mission in the Zifim Hoyle. So, because they were the sins of Mele, they were chastised by the Ashkoch. So that's why the present wind did not operate. The boy saying do we need the Anani Kovet? Because the Anani Kovet, the clouds of glory encompassed the Israelites. So in other words, so that's why the northern wind did not blow, because if it did blow, then naturally it would have dissipated the clouds of glory. And so that's why we know. Omer Achpapé. Now, we, and the Gemara says, why the Gemara says, Filipoye Seine, Mishun Nashofla Ruach Tzveinis. In other words, while the Israelites warned the people, they won't maul their children. Why? Because it's a sakonet to maul the children. Because when a child is nimel, so then he is sick, and he has to be cured. He has to be cured. And the pleasant wind, that means good weather, the pleasant wind is an essential element in curing the child who was nimel. In curing sickness, since there was no pleasant wind, no wachtreinis, so mele it was a sakonet to the mother child, because the recovery would be difficult. The recuperation would be difficult. So Omer Achpapé, Hilkach, Yemedi, 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 Shite, Loimalimbe. In view of the fact that the Israelites and people were told not to be mal their children. Mishpabino told them not to be mal their children. Because it was a sakone, because you have to have a good weather in order to be mal a child. Some melee, on a cloudy day, and on a rainy day, when I'm in the And you don't mal a child on a rainy day or on a cloudy day. I mean, you never heard of such a thing. I mean, that if the day is rainy. Well, the answer is, this more has reference to the case where the child lives, you know, in a booth, you know. Bisman Chazal, there were many people, you know, who lived in booths, not in a well-sheltered house that is protected against rain and against wind and so on. So if the child happens to be in a booth, not in a well-sheltered house, some melee, if the weather is bad, it's supposed to be normal child. So that's, but of course, I mean, if you have the child is in a well-sheltered house, protected against rain, protected against wind, so then there is nothing wrong in being, so then there is no element of sakon. Sakhinabe means, you know, putting in the cups, you know, wine cases, it was called in Yiddish. You know, they used to, the barbers used to do it 80 years ago, and that's why the barbers are still wearing a certain kind of uniform, because they consider themselves as semi-doctors, because 80 years ago they used to put in cups, you know, on the shoulders of the people. If somebody wanted to have cups placed on his shoulders, it was considered by doctors, you know, as good, you know, for the blood pressure. I mean, as a matter of fact, you know, there are certain doctors, Chinese doctors, who advise the cops in today, you know. It has good results, you know. In other words, it prevents high blood pressure and so on. So, that's misachrino. So, on a rainy day, we shouldn't pray. Now the Gemara says, so of course, it goes without saying that when Achpoke says, so he is reference to a booth, not to a comfortable, well-sheltered house. But the Gemara says that even a booth, today, lo yidne vidoshe bi rabin, sheime apsoim mashem. So, since many people are accustomed to be mal children and to put in cups, to set up cups, And a person, in a rainy day, even in a bush that is not well sheltered and kept warm, you see, and protected against wind, so nearly there is no use to do it, because she not so much. Now, what is this she not so much? So somebody should be able, you know, to expose himself to all sacraments, jump down from the roof and say, Shema Tzoy Mashem. Shema Tzoy Mashem. You know the story? A certain person wanted to test himself whether he's very smart or not. So he decided, and he learned. So he decided, he knew the Pasuk Shema Tzoy Mashem. He says he has a very good test. I had to find out his IQ. He says, he'll jump down from the roof. In those days, the roofs were not, you know, such a way. Two stories, you know. So he jumped down from the roof. Now, it's mentioned, she not so much. So, if he doesn't get hurt, that means he's stupid. Is it test? If he gets hurt, that it means he's very smart. So then he jumped down from the roof and he was injured, you know, his own body. So he said, I must be a genius. So what does it mean? Shein Yotzei Mashem, that a person can jump down from the roof and rely on Shein Yotzei Mashem. I mean, that's inconceivable. Now, the Nuki Esef, and the Rif from this Gemara mentions in the name of the Ritvor, so he says as follows, and it's a very important halacha, very important halacha. He says, now, that here the Gemara says, we are not allowed to be now. But now, since people are accustomed, you know, to be mild children on a rainy day, even a good. So, the male is Shema Tzoy Mashem. So, it only means, the Ritva says, it only means, as long as people were not accustomed to be mild children on a rainy day, then it was Osa. Why was it Osa? The answer is, there a Rambam, Hilchas Tzeach, Shmeres Nefesh? You don't have to go away. Thank you. Says in Perek Yud Alef of Hilchos Tzeach Shmeres Nefesh, Halacha Dalet. In discussing the mitzvah of Makir, setting up a parapet on the roof, Echad Agag, the Echad Kodavar, Sheyesh Beisakone, the Rosh Shei Koshen Bo'odom Biyomos, Keish Hoi Solet Beir, Hoi Boir, Bachatzere, Beish Yei Bimayim, Beish Yei Bimayim, Chayev lasis chuliyek ve'yasorto. He lasis lo kisu, v'yishri yidu v'odom v'yomus. V'chei, kol nichshri sheyesh v'yisakonis v'foshis. V'yisaseser lo asirei u'yishoyo m'menu u'yizoyo v'idovo yoki yoki. Shenema v'yishom lecho u'shmi anafshach. V'yim lehesia v'yiyach ha'mikshiris ha'midin v'yisakone v'yitin v'yisaseser the other of the resources don't need it. So the Rambam says that one is required to watch out from any sakone. Yoke, yoke. Why did you use such an expression? Yoke, yoke. So we show you, man, we show you. Why yoke, yoke? The answer is that's the ignoring home. The ignoring home, that test, that you, the ignorer says, Chmira sakante be Yisrael. vis-à-vis sur elle, even though they get the rights of the homeless, if it is soft. But if it's not, Dina is soft, it's just a social effect. Let's say, if on the basis of what we have to say there is no Isa, let's say, we are allowed to eat meat. How do you know? Maybe it's a trait. Alright? So, the Sheikh is baby, kept the Shrit of the Rey. But the other papers, not only in the Rey, there could be a trait in the other involved. The answer is Rey, the Hemes in the face. We don't have to be Cheshish. You know, falling mute. For me. So, that's not so. Sveke the Reis is the Chumre. But Rof is our Pidin, considered the Bada. Even though the possibility is not excluded that a certain behemoth does not conform to the old behemoth, and it conforms to the new behemoth, that is a faith, but we don't have to be Chesh for a Chesh and Chesh. So we rely on Rov, we rely on Chazoke, and so Mashiach came by Tuvach Nefesh. We don't rely on Chazoke, we don't rely on Rov. Even Chesh and Chesh came by Tuvach Nefesh. That's what the Rambam means. When he emphasizes, called Mirshon Shayit, is a constant process, Mrs. Sese, nor Sire, or the Shomer Menu, or the Zoya, the Dabo, Yavi Yavi. In other words, we can't even rely on Rob, or we can't even rely on Hazoki. Because of the Shomer Chosh, the Nafshe Chomei, that means, even for a Shashachet. So, Kmira Sakante, So the halacha of Shin of Soim Hashem is by Dosh Berab. If there is a sakon, that in Kolatel Kula, let's say in the area of Yisurim, it will be considered so. Because there is a law, on the basis of law, it's not a sakon. And even Bisman Chazal was a real sakon to put your hand in the hole in the wall. It was Echshash Erechayt. In other words, it was the same kind of sakone like going by plane today. You hear? Every few weeks, you see in the newspaper that this plane crashed, that plane crashed. So it's sakone, but people keep on going by plane every day. Why? You wouldn't be able to function like another life. If you wouldn't assume Chashash or Chayk assume that you don't. First of all, you wouldn't be able to eat anything. Because this might produce cancer and that might produce cancer. So, you have to starve, so then you won't get cancer, but then you'll die, I mean, because of starvation. So in other words, because on the basis of law, it's Chashash or Chayk. It's just like, but by Tuach Nefesh, you don't provide it. We have to reach it for such a thing. So actually, one should not be allowed to go that way. And until it became a common thing to go that way, it was really awesome. It was really awesome. I mean, the first one who went that way, I forgot the other one, Lindbergh. So he flew the first time to Europe, I think. To Europe, I mean, the first time. But I mean, as a passenger, so it's a certain name. Lindbergh was the pilot himself, but a certain, I think, a Jewish person. He was the first passenger on the plane. So he did not really happen to be Jewish and the GST pilot. Certainly, if I was to know that those days, I wasn't born at that time. But, so, maybe I was born already. I'm sure I wasn't born. So then, I would have told him no, because it's a Chesher. But today, it's mutar to go by plane. Since Chesher Cheke, and it's Doshe Rabbi, so we say, Shein Apsoim Hashem. We say, Shein Apsoim Hashem. That's the aloche of Shein Apsoim Hashem. So here, when the Gemara S, So the Vitro says, in case it mentions the name of the Vitro. So when the Gemara says, Velina Lidoshe Berabim, Shein Apsoim Hashem. Shein Apsoim Hashem. So it means, until it was Doshe Berabim, it was also to be Malachar. three mouthchai, or to put in cups in your body, because let's say in a booth that was not well sheltered because of the structure of the chayit of sakonim. But now you wish for Rabbi Mitzihete, Shemei of Sonos. Now, so that it was said, that means that until it was the Shemei Rabbi, if somebody said, I want to be Malvich, I am not Cheshish for Shosher Cheshish. It was not allowed. Bezdin would tell him, yeah, you are acting against the din. If somebody wanted a cups to be placed on his body, you know, and bunches, so he wouldn't be allowed, because if Ishamel Choshman Abshech made, now that it's Doshi Rabbi, people do it every day, so shame him. So he has the answer. But suppose a father comes and listens to him, he said, I just said it. Timid father, and I wouldn't like to be a child because of the possibility. Maybe the child has a show and might be affected, you know. After all, I live in a booth, I'm in the so windy in the booth. So then, the wolf will have to tell him, you don't have to be a child. If you want to be a child, so there you have shelter. But you don't have to be. So that's a very big thing. So what does the Ritva say in effect? The chin of what the Pshat and Chin of Sun Hashem is not because the Bein Shalom watches over Psoi. What do you mean Psoi? What do you mean? He has to be a person. He has to get a certification from a psychiatrist that he's a person. In other words, a prudent person watches. And if a person doesn't watch himself, so it means to that extent that he doesn't watch himself, he's not prudent. He's a person is one who does not have practical wisdom. He doesn't watch himself. So it doesn't mean that it's a guarantee by the Hashkoche that he will not be harmed. Hashkoche doesn't believe that guarantee. But it's a hand. So there is a loche of the Shomer Choshen Nafsh Chomei, as the Rambam says, Tzoich Lizoyer V'dobok, Yofe, by Shosher Chayke, but so is also a Moshib, Yoshib Rabin, everybody does it, so Shemeya, So shame a psoimashim. But it's not a aftochem that you will not be harmed. You might be harmed. So there is an element of sakon. And by the aloche of pikach nefesh, is the hikavat of the kolech, even with Gabi Shabbos. So in hilch in pikach nefesh haro, so even a remote possibility of sakon is the hikach nefesh. The Rishini mentioned it in the name of Hamletam, that a remote sakone in Bilcha Shabbos. Bor Aya, Rabban Tam said, the Sifra Yoshua. Bor Aya, a yildes as a din of a chilesh in the sakone. Rabban Tam says, Vafula achas ni elef when Motson of Shetomos late. That was Rabban Tam's days. In 1 out of 1,000 yildes, we don't hear this Shudah. So in other words, it's a very slight chance. It's not even 1,000th of a chance. Today, it's much less. It's probably not even 1/10,000th of a chance. But even today, there are cases, I also know of cases, where women died because of Lady. Why? Because of Lady, he got the blood cut what brought him then? Did I come to a flood? Did he die from the living itself? But from the blood flood. So there is a remote sakone, even today. Some, and still it's the Zeche Shabbos. Sometimes says it's a rayek that in Hilchim Tvach Nefesh HaHarot, even if the Chshoshe is a Chshoshe Rechei, Now my father used to repeat in the name of Reb Chaim. I don't know whether Reb Chaim meant it literally. Maybe he did it there. Reb Chaim said, "Am Lom Kol Sofik Tvach Nefesh Zeche Shabbos." I mean, I don't know whether he meant it literally, but he meant to emphasize that we don't regard probability in the Gachnevish. Even a slight chance of Sakone is Deiche Kalatev. So, Mele, that Mitra says, Shein Obshim Hashem is only a hacker. It doesn't mean that there is no Sakone. There is a Sakone. But in But she'll ask, how can it be there in the smile at all? Is allowed to be now? The answer is, the halacha that the Kach Nefesh is there in the smile is not the mitzvah of the Kach Nefesh. It's without the mitzvah of the Kach Nefesh. The fact that there is a possibility of saving your life, so that is the requirement. So even when you're allowed to do it without the mitzvah, but if you don't want to do it because you are afraid, you're very fearful, lest the child who has to show him die from the mirror in a windy day, in a booth, you know, where you feel the wind. So then it's the mitzvahs. So I think that the halacha of Shulchan is a mitzvah. So, of course, goes without saying, Shulchan is a mitzvah, so only applies to the social faith, not has been shown to be a sakone. Shulchan is a mitzvah, and he'll assume a real risk, a 50-50 suffix, and he'll say, Shulchan mitzvah. So that's a child. So it only applies to a Chosher Chayt. The Gemara says, Mokin Shrecha Hazeke, then we don't say Shrecha Mitzvah. But in Shrecha Hazeke, if it's a real old suffix, not a Chosher Chayt. So, in other words, the whole aloha of Shrecha Mitzvah in Zokin applies only number one to Chosher Chayt, and number two, where it is Doshe Birad. So Doshe Birad, even without being Shulchan Mitzvah, there is a heta to submit to the Choshech. But, you have to hear the word, it's still considered to be a Chlevesh. But if it is a Mitzvah, so then you have to hear, then it's not even considered to be a Chlevesh. It's not even considered. So then you have to say, have strong kashi. So why would the Gemara say that Bishrei no gabi ganche is all right? There is no Bishrei. Go to gabi knowing the child, his mama, even Shalei did not. His mama, it's in the mitzvah. So why would the Gemara say, why does the Ritva say, if he doesn't want to be mama, he doesn't have to be mama, because it's because nefesh. But it's Doshe Rabin, but it's Shluch Mitzvah. So it's no Sakon altogether. The answer is, Shluch Mitzvah in Zokin only implies that one is allowed to involve himself in the Shosher Chayk of Sakon. If the Mokin Mitzvah, if it's Doshe Rabin, but not to involve somebody else, the child. So let's say, so this is the Kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara says, now, the Gabi is Hakone Sakon. So what does it mean? The Fran Chazal, so it was a real Sakone, to put your hand in the hole, people in the day. Because it's Doshe Rabbi. Some in Eile, there was a heter. But there is still an element of Sakon. But in Kitzishkuch and Mitzvah, so then it's not even Sakon. Anyway, it's okay, there is Aftoch. Not for Mitzvah, for Rishus, there is no Aftoch, there is only Hedda. But if it's for a Mitzvah, so then there is Aftoch that he will not be using. If he involves himself, not if he involves other, that is, then there is no Aftoch. So in Meile, there's the Gemara Skash. Vomar Avleda Shloch Mitzvah in Mitzokin. What does it mean in Mitzokin? Nechshosh Shereheikin. When it's loish chiyach hazeikin. And it's gosh of the rabbi. So like this, there is a heter without Mitzvah. But without Mitzvah, there is a heter, but Isakon, Nechshosh Shereheikin, Isakon is considered. With the Mitzvah, it's not even considered Isakon. So you should be chiyach to search. Amar Rav Ashi, Shemo Tivat Limachat, the also the Unibasor, will not do it for the Mitzvah, the Chai Gavne. But the question is, but he'll do two things. First, he'll look for the, he'll search for the Machat, and he'll also search for Chomets. So it's still a Mitzvah. So the Chai Gavne, what did he do? That time, why? Because he doesn't do it exclusively Lishim Shemayim. He has an ulterior motive too, so what would he have an ulterior motive? But it's a mitzvah anyway. But Tanya Oina Selazu is Doke Bishu Sheikh Yerani Oin Sheeye Ben Neye Mavo. Harizet Sadikomo. There's another girl in the Gemara, not Harizet Sadikomo, but Harizet Tzdoko, Harizet Tzdoko more. So the Gemara says, Yume Bosa Bigodi Koso Yume Basta. We are Harizet, that maybe after he finished all the research in the Chomets, so he decides to search again, to find his Machat. Then there is no Mitzvah. So because of that, the Chachomim absolved him from the obligation of searching, and all he has to do is to be Nivatel. Tilma Basar Bodak, also Nivatel. Rashi. Shema Tivit Mach, what a hospital is Nivatel. So if you have a Mach, last year, the Chai Gavne and the Shadu and Mitzvah and Tzol Chai Lashvech Mitzvah and Mitzvah. Harizet Sadikomo. Dovazel, we are going to show you the Shmoy Yisei. Our key and Mitzvah's deal is that the goal last is Doki. And the Shadu 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 and the Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Omar, Mishim Tzakonis Hanochim. Not the Tzakonis Cheir Shebeim. In Chayim is Lahach Mishyodu Cheir in Oizdokim. So first the Gemara said the Tzakonis means Tzakonis Akon. Now, Rav Nachman Yitzchok said, not Sakone Sakon, but Sakone Osnochim. What it means, Sakone Osnochim? Maybe they'll make an Aliyah's down against him. They will perpetrate his story that the Jew is engaged in Shabbat. Because, you see, not only this man Chazal, so all the good felt, or I see, or I don't know, but most people felt that Jews are engaged in witchcraft. Even as late as Shakespeare's time, you know, the 16th century, so Shakespeare mentions a moment, you know, in connection with the witches. So he mentions that witches had certain tools, and he says, and an organ of the Jew, in other words, the Jew was like, even Shakespeare, had that prejudice against Jews, that Jews were identified with witchcraft. So now the witches were accustomed to do strange things, not natural things, like stretching out your hand in a hole in the wall. That's a strange thing. It's not a natural, it's not a natural exercise. So melee, if the Jew would search the holes, let's say in the German neighbor is a goy, what would the goy say? Well, the Jew is engaged in witchcraft. So this is a comment. So even you shouldn't be chayshish, even from the sakone of an alulas dam based upon shocking. So the Gemara says, heiche di shriya chazei kesham. So in other words, that wasn't a chasher chayshish. That was so common that it was a real sakone in those days. Shenema Avayim, how do we know that we do not say Shluchim Mitzvah in Elohim? Because Shenema Avayim Ashmuel Yechilich Mishoma Ashmuel Boragan. So after all, he was told by the Rebbeinu Shalom to be Reishich, to anoint David as Melech. So it's certainly a mitzvah. So why was he afraid lest there will be repercussions, reprisals from Shaul? The answer is, that was the Cheshire Chaykin. Because Shaul was angry at anybody who might appoint Dolly the Lord. Vayimer Rav Shem Egoz Boch Otika Viyodecha. Alright, now the Rashi. Kol Atibili, 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 Ravadaite, Nochi, Losman, Lilian, Lezu, Echelich, Mushiach, Dobby, the Afropis, Moki, Moyar, Yore. So we say that only when it's a social fake, then Shuram is in the shop. But if it's a real Sakone, then we do not say Shuram to him. Boyamine Rav. Hane Bnei Berav. Didaira Bibage. Mao Lemeise Kadme Vechashuche Libirav. Those Talmidim who live away from the city, in the outskirts of the city, and they have so Bikforim should become the villages. So then they have to walk to the Bismedrash. To Bismedrash. So there is an element of Sakone against the robbers, you know, and listing. There's an element of Sakone and the roads. The roads are not protected. So are they allowed to go? I mean, do they have to go to the Bismedrash to learn Torah? In other words, there is a chesher chayk of sakone. There is a chesher of sakone, and this is something that people do every day. I mean, you assume risks. I mean, this kind of chesher chayk. So you go on the road, people don't stay home just because there is a possibility of being attacked by listing. People keep on going in on the roads. So mele, and it's a mitzvah. So That's the Shaila. Rav Rashi, Nei Merav, Talmid Matzrich and Rabo Madayim Kol Merav, Dayer Bivage, Bikol Chubiko. So, Mao Lemeise Kadme Vechashuche, Tashki Ba'aret, Timmal is a Shacha, Mishetech Shach, Krum Yeshlem, Miromina Mazik. Omalahu, Neiseo, Laibal Tabor. So, in other words, they can come to this marriage. In other words, he said, I assume responsibility. How did he say such a thing? I assume responsibility. How can he give a guarantee? The answer is the rain shall give the guarantee. Because Shulchan Mitzvah even is okay. So it applies only to Shasher Chaykon and Zosher Rabbi. So without Mitzvah, there is also Heter, but there is no guarantee. It's still considered to crack like a Shasher. But two things. For Mitzvah, then there is a guarantee, but a rain shall. Some Mele Rav was able to say, Olai Val Tzavori, I assume responsibility. So, to come to this marriage, Nezel, how about going back from this marriage when it's still dark, then it's not a mitzvah to go to this marriage, so it's a mitzvah, but to go back home, it's not a mitzvah. So, Nezel, my, Omer, Yadana, I don't know. If my Romer Abdel Ashloch Mitzvah is okay, Loi Bali Choson, the Loi the Hazeroson. So, in other words, Rabbi Lezer says that the Aftoch Ashloch Mitzvah is okay applies not only to the Alicha Gleba Mitzvah, but even to the Hazore. Because, there is a possibility. But what's the Pshat? Because if there won't be any Aftoch for the Hazore, so we'll be deterred from going. I mean, what will we do? We'll go to the mitzvah and then we'll stay there. So mele, there is aftoche for the chazore too. Kiman kaitane bitani isim yudei meya kulti shomro teo goyach midishu sarcheho. That's in connection with mitzvah of Eile Reba, which is Sisa. Sholish Bolin Bashono, the Holy Kosmucho, as may order in and Shem of Kay's Hor. Kayri is going in Paneho, the Hafti is Buleho, the Yahmi Nish is Altaho, Balis called the Holy Sisney and Shem of Keho, Sholish Bolin Bashono, so there is a Toch, the Yahmi Nish is Altaho. When you go into the Eagle Regal, so there is a Toch and you're not behind. What do you mean? The fish on what you are is a hot. Lame is the Porosho, they be fair. Then Chayim at the Corso. Tan Glossom Nakeres Bashbo. Then Hudum at the Corso. Valley Von Kalahima. Umay Lushidal from the Zuki, Zuki. Neodum Shin Dalkalo, Zukala has come of the Hamo. Ainly Elo Valihe. The Hazor Minayim, Tamalina, from Miso Babaker. Yolachter Alecho, Mulamich Telich, the Tinzo Alecho Bishol. So, Bichniachad Akil Bachazire, so why do you need a possible Yachme Dishes Arzacho? That Baaliche, he will not be harmed? Lomeli, Lichid Ravame. So the Posi, Xenach Name, the Alok of Shulchan Mitzvah in Mizraki, in Bachazore, we learn how to use from the Posik Ponisuba Beit Olach to Lech. And the Posik of Yachim Shizal Tzacho tells us something else. Ravam is the Adam Ravam, Kolodom Sheish Likar Keil Lereg, Shein Likar Kein Eil Lereg, in Eil Lereg. Omar Abobin Barav, Avade Omar Abitzok, Mumai, Peretz Gimusa, Berushalayim, Crazy, you say are certain types of foods that are very sweet and so in Yerushalayim you don't find them. So why? You don't grow in Yerushalayim these pears. Today shall ye go in the Molly Yerushalayim. So there's a reason as to why such sweet food don't go in Yerushalayim. Because there might be Jews who will decide to be here in Yerushalayim not because of the mitzvah of Israel, but because of the ulterior motive. So because of that, so there are no peres dinusa in Yerushalayim. Dinusa aliyah shalei lishmo. Kayeitzi bei Omar Rab Tistoy Barab Yanut Mayim Hamitari in Yerushalayim. So, Kirisha, you are the golden angel, and the mole will leave me a little bit of Hamitari in Yerushalayim. Dinusa aliyah shalei lishmo. Mia Shapiro built the Shiva's Chachmah Lublin for the at least 60 years ago. And that was the first Shiva in Europe that had a beautiful edifice. Not in Shiva's, not a beautiful edifice. The furniture was broken and the walls were dilapidated, you know, like a real yeshiva. No. But Yeshiva's Chachmah Lublin had a beautiful edifice. And Meir Shapiro raised a lot of money in the 20s in America and in South Africa too. You know, and then he built a beautiful edifice. It was one of the most beautiful buildings. So there are certain Yidalim, especially in Rebbein, Chofra Rebbe especially, who was a Meir Shapiro's Rebbe, and he was very opposed to this kind of a building for Yeshiva. And he mentioned, the old mentioned this Gemara in Zohar. In other words, if you build a beautiful edifice for a Yeshiva, so the attraction might be not taught the learning of Torah, but the beautiful edifice, the comfort. So he mentioned that Gemara as a criticism against Meir Shapiro. So, Nutsa Aliyah Shalei Lishmo, Tadar Rashi. Val Tavor Yehem Shetekin Ban Yehem Zeriku Shem Tzimidin Aleyem Nezel Lish Puzi Mishike Achsha Maik Bundchim Lismecho Anitza Bachazor Eloi Kirefi Shomro Teo. מתיך שמוצא ככה מלמדים שהיא צריכה הכוסף של היוזר ממני כוס מגופי בידר כלי זה תראות המיס לי מזלה ונמוי הרלי איס מיזג מגופי שגרבה מקרו כמה לכן רבה מעושה פרס דינוסר ניסוק מיד ימים לברוק על בני כנרס שמדינו בארץ ישראל. This is a present of Hochet Isha, Kelef Yochel Chatzah, Ukachim Potter, Elm Persakon. Behold the Mashma, Gabi Mathilis, in a Kelef Yochel Chapez, Eliki Nebuya, Vitor Kubare, who will meet them with Nesakon Sakov. So the question is, so why does the Gemara say, Kelev Yochel Chapez, so it's all the bare, but there is a sakone of Akko. In a day, Shana or some divada in the Chonez. It's the Chur Chachonim, the Haskir Peel, the Nora de Chatzine, and the Chochesh in the Chonez Yodua, Loit Chur. Loit. So what do we see from this basis? From this basis we see that the reason as to why the Christ says in the Chayim Nisim Because of this connect, it's a collateral hijack. It's not because of the Kwachmanish. Because if it had been the concept of Kwachmanish, so even if he knows that there is Varechomets, he still should be put out from the Kwachmanish. So it's a special kule. And that special kule, only applies to a case where he doesn't know where there is chametz. So ordinarily, he's mechuyev min rabbanon to be beidei, even if he doesn't know where there is chametz. But in this case, so he's not mechuyev. Asherin kei, if he knows there is chametz, then he cannot be put on the basis of pikuach nefesh, because there's an eitzim. It's pikuach nefesh to push his hand, but let him engage a worker who will use a shovel, he will not use his hands. So then there is no sacrament. So we have to pay him, all right, so we pay him. But it's not pikuach nefesh. That's what Jesus says. Let's see a certain Russian video. In Yeshem Tzatzakone, it's that on the test in the near, on the Dalai, at the end of the second cow. In Yeshem Tzatzakone, Yeshnopu or Popo, Shol Mailman, the Mister, in Yeshem Tzakone Sakot, Akotisha, Selot, Yoloch, and Chavi Sakot, Shein Amapeles, Pitrasi, Yuridei, in Tzor of Dike, Shein Ema, Vechai Bohem, Veloi Sheyomus Bohem. So he says the reason is why he's butter of the baby is because of Pikach Nefesh. The Chayban, there's the posik of Pikach Nefesh. The Chayban Roshem Ben. So how about this discussion? So why do we say over there, that Makarif Yochel Chapi is aging well? So we have even our parents, that they are the more reference to the case who know the Damuakom. He knows the Damuakom. Let's say it collapsed only half an hour ago. And we know that immediate area, Damuakom. I mean, that situation. Of course, today, there is no Sheshapakom altogether. But Zman Chazal, does it mean? I mean that every place was contaminated with COVID. But, so then he is mechuyev to the baby. But if we don't know that it's secure against akrovim, in the Hanabe is not the baby because the Kach Nefesh. But how about the Kashi? Let him engage him for a chair and he'll pay him a certain fee. And then he'll use the instruments, the worker. So the answer is, what is the Shizai? The answer is that is not mechuyev monosha. If there is pikuach nefesh without paying a worker, so it's not mechuyev to spend money. Now, this is apparently that's the machloket between the Rabbaniri and Tesis. Rabbaniri and Tesis. Now, years ago, so there was a whole machlekes between Shlomo Zalman and Rabach, it's in Nea, they know the Jews. In Nea, it's the poor German. Let's say a doctor. He's called out on Shabbos to a patient, the finishing is a con. Naturally, he's allowed to be in the Chal Shabbos. But, suppose the doctor can walk over to the person. It's not easy for the doctor to walk. It's a great hardship. Or suppose, let's say, The doctor has a car and he can drive himself, but he can, you know, take a taxi or a boy, I mean, and then you'll have to pay him, let's say, $20 or so. So the question is he allowed to drive himself? Is he allowed to drive even though it's 2 miles and he can walk over, but he's not mechuyev, since he's got nefesh, he's not mechuyev to knock himself out and walk 2 miles or 5 miles. Even though it's physically possible for him, he will not become sick, he says, well, but it will knock him out. Oh no. So Rav Shmuel Zalman Lerbach passed that he doesn't have to spend money, because since it's Dukach Nefesh, but he can save the human life by spending money and or by knocking himself out. He's not a worker. He's not a worker. And then there are other Rabbonim who are chelik. It's Neyam, it's mentioned. So that's the child. It's Neyam. I think that this is a machlekes, this child is a machlekes between Tesfas and Rabbonim. Tesfas says that when we say because of the chshot, there's no very difference, shosher chayke or not shosher chayke. Since the Ritva says that even the chshosher chayke of Sakonis Nefoshes is there quite correct, even when it's not shosher chayke, so it's the same thing. So Tesfas says that when do we say that he's not a good boy if he doesn't know that there is chomet in the head? But if he knows, then he's mechuyev to it. Not that he's mechuyev to submit himself to sakana. So he's mechuyev to spend money. To spend money. In other words, so he'll make the search with a shovel, with an instrument. And but here, because he doesn't know, and you see the Rabbanan, so the Chachamim patted him, so it's a special kulei. It's a special kulei. But otherwise, he's chayef, when he knows he's chayef, why shouldn't he be poter of making the search, even if he knows? And here, with the ice and the bound beside him, it's only the Rabbanan. So apparently, taste of Shifri is not the way for Shifri's arm. In other words, I mean, Rishon Zalman Lerbach considered it as a Dvar Pasha, but it's not such a Dvar Pasha. They were now, I'm not going to say, maybe most Shemin agree not on the basis. With the Miri, that could be, but Tehse Shita is not like that. It's not Shaya to save Kach Nefesh. If it's actually Kaim Shneir, you can save the human life, you can spare yourself from the sakone by spending a little bit of money. The question is, I mean, how much is it clear you need to spend $1,000? It's not a question. I don't know. There probably is a limit. One say that the doctor is clear to spend, let's say he has $10,000, so spend, he can avoid being the Chal Shabbos by spending $10,000. So the problem is the limit. I don't know. It's a very difficult question. It's not so simple. It's not so simple. But anyway, actually, Zalman Lerbach didn't discuss the case where it has to become published. Of course, some cases wouldn't say that if there is a constant process, but by publishing himself, he is able to avoid full Shabbos and save human life. So then, that he's still mechuyev to publish, but the other word that he should be is that the other word he's mechuyev to spend and to knock himself out to walk 2 miles. That's what he tells him. If he's in good health, so he's mechuyev, and the year is finished. Now, Marlon said this well, so I still have a few minutes. I just want to finish up to the Mishnah, and then if there's time left, I want to discuss that, because there's another Rashi that has a bearing on that child, that Rav Shimon Auerbach was chilek and another day. ובמה אומרו בישועי דימאתי ובמה אומרו בישועי דימאתי כמו כשמכניס לי חומץ וישם אינם בישועי שבתי כל המאת וסירים שישועי שחציני שהינו אל יויני ובמה אומרו בישועי סמאתי מן דחר שמי הורכון קומו כנשי מכניסים בחומץ עם צורם דיקה חומי שמעדת ממישהו לסון סטל דיסקוסי מעדת סור קומו כהורכון קומו כשמכניסים בחומץ צורם דיקה ויצא שיין ויצא שני נאמין צורם דיקה ובמה אומרו שתי אישורי דימרתי מוקין שמכניסים בחומץ צורם מסתפי מרתי כמן לך שמי לפי תמנת דיקה לקומסה מתנקה מבונה לא מאומו הורי כמובן תנראי שקומבוקים שמכניסים ואמרו לי קומבוקים ועשו מייל עשו יצר שיין ושמן ומשמוחם בינו לא מאומו כמה צורי על דיקה ופורי מוקים שמכניסים לחומת וחדום מקיגים לי מסתפי ושם הם רואים שתי שיעורי סלט מכל המעט אין בסיל אין מהם שתי שיעורי סחיצים אישים אלגנת שבקו השני זה ועד בשם ועד בשם אני ועד בסיל אני so אומר עד יודה ובשם אישי שתי שיעורי סלט מכל המעט so שתי שיעורי שאומרו מנורת עד שמי קירו מנורת at may kero it means now you see he has copies of yai so he has the salad so he has many rows so he has one row down and then he puts another row down let's say this is the first row this is the first row then the second row and this is the first row then sets up the second one. Then the third one. So, okay. Up to a shmeikir. And then, this is the outward, most external column of rows of barrels of wine. And then, another, the theme, another column of rows. And the third column, the theme, break up. So, according to the Shammai, we'll say, Shishuas of Mekarate, so it means it means the most external column from the floor to the ceiling and then the next column from the borders and this is according to Rabbi Yudit Rabbi Yechen Omar Shua Achaz Kinyam Gam Yivonis in other words the most external column and then the column that is in contact with the ceiling to be gamli bonit tanya kabosne rabbi yude tanya kabosne rabbi yechanan tanya kabosne rabbi yude bishama yinni shtei shure shatni kolama u shtei shure shaman no rashin keo tanya kabosne rabbi yechanan shtei shure shatni kolama ritzino reis ha-pesach the whole column from the floor to the ceiling and then the barrels that are in contact with the whole ceiling of the room Pitino Reyes Apesa Velino Reyes Akiro Shalitnem Menu Bishomati Menu In Tzor Dike Now Rashi שתי שורשון ושם אני אוהב את מיקיו והריץ יין ניסה לחביסים שורשוריס השמון כל כך אמרת לכי זמן יחם חוביס על כל על חוביס כי שוריס לחתים ניסה לקיו ואמר בשמי שאי סון שתי שורי zehn in sich schreis hat das auf nicht der Grammatik das schon schlacht und so gut in der da tit ha schmeckt hier auch nicht mehr schon mein der wegen noch mal stei schon schon wie schon mir so das in der da tit ha der Kaiser will ja klar habe ich schon jenes auf nicht auch die drauf ich schon mal die schafft nicht für schon in Boss und nicht mal Mato gami die nur Japanis das sie auch nicht hoff schon nur so schon auch hast du mir dann ein schon mal weiß that will be Gamuvanis. With Gamuvanis. So, Vashiyot Nechopshalom Suha Shurasim Gaman Shur Biskipo Bishoalinu Bishkibo Kodabri Dikis Abayisim Bichut Vyagad. Dore is Hakir Lani Kol Gagashos. Shalitni Menu Shalketimu Shabafu Menu Shalgemi Tzrikob Dike. Now, Bisilay Mishik Shurut Hakim Shalitni Yenei. So the question is, what do Bisilay mean? Omar Rav, Yeno, Vishalemato, Imenu, the uppermost wall in the external column, Enchel Mato, Imenu, the one beneath the uppermost wall, that is also in the external column of rose. Ushmuel Omar, Yeno, Vishalemato, the uppermost wall, and then the one after that, towards the interior of the wall. My time there are died for tennis. But in his eternal limited toy, it I yourself. Who spool on my games of men on my time with died for tennis. For it's in a cotone, the mute gabiose, the gabiose. Now, according to Shmuel, it means a yenom short mini men. So why did it say the tennis? It's not only the tennis, it's the one after the tennis too. But to exclude those that are more in the interior. That is lifnim lifnim shemimem. Afriya tome kavos lera, dechule tane tome kavos lishmuel, vilchas kavos lishmuel, so naturally, according to our verse, I mentioned it in the Lorashia. So since the Gemara says vilchas kavos lishmuel, so we have to pass him like Shmuel, that he has to be believed, and he knows it's lifnim men. Not like Rav, even though the general rule is vilchas kirab v'yisure. And here is a sore, but here the more passing the fears like Shmuel. But the way the Rambam men the shame in Manab Gera is Bilch has Kavos and Shmuel. So Mele, they passed according to the general that Hilch has a Kirab Yisure and Shmuel also passed.